We make soup out of it.
I never knew that's what cooking was. I've just seen a lot of the real, real old houses that were built around here. They built it down by the river here in Port Orange. There's quite a few of those old houses.
That's what the Ford in St. Augustine is built out of, was Coquina.
And up in Norma, they've got a lot of people pits, you know, where they dug that out.
Union Church on the inside.
The older it gets, the harder it gets.
Coquina Rock.
You can saw that with a saw.
Very attractive.
But now along the river, you know, in the real old section,
Florida. Uh-huh.
You'll see that. And down in Miami a lot,
when
you
our post
see Coral Gables, and you see a lot of the real, real old places built out of that. I guess before maybe they had bricks or something, maybe they...
No, it was cheap. It was cheap.
You know, could dig that up and use that.
What about something that'd go like this?
I've seen those up north, but I don't know what you call it.
Do you ever hear a rail fence or a snake and rider fence?
Rail fence I've heard of, but I don't know if that's what that is.
Uh-huh. What about a kind of wire fence, that twisted wire?
Barbed wire?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know that.
And if you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Posts?
Okay. And you'd then take the wire and nail it
to the post.
Uh-huh. What would you call this one of those? It'd be one?
One.
Fence post, you mean?
Okay. And what did people used to carry water in?
Buckets.
Anything else?
Pail.
What's the difference?
Oh, goodness, I don't know the difference.
What's the bucket made out of?
Metal. Like it was a pail made out of wood? I don't know. A long time ago.
What do you think of it as?
A bucket, I just think of it as galvanized metal. And I never thought of anything else. I know... Back years and years ago, they'd have the wooden buckets, but I just heard of it called a wooden bucket down here.
Do you use the word pail much?
Just for the little plastic things the children have to go to the beach, you know, call that a sand pail.
Uh-huh.
That's all I've ever, you know, heard called a pail around here.
What about the thing that you carry food to the hogs in?
Or carry food to the hogs?
Do you ever hear of a slop pail or swill bucket or...
An old slop bucket.
And something you'd fry eggs in would be a
frying pan.
Any other name for that?
Cast iron skillet.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Cast iron's real heavy, and the frying pan's usually stainless steel or aluminum, something that's lightweight.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see something kind of like a frying pan or skillet, only had little legs on it? Do you ever hear of anything called a spider? Mm-hmm. And something that's you put cut flowers in.
A vase.
Okay. What if you're growing them in the house?
A planter, you
mean? Uh-huh. And if you're setting the table for people to eat with next to each plate, you give everyone
a napkin?
And a...
Silverware?
Yeah, what would the silverware be?
I just call it silverware.
Or what pieces of silverware?
A knife, fork, and spoon? Or
okay.
All depending on how fancy your dinner would be. Uh-huh. How many pieces you...
Say if you served steak and it wasn't very tender.
Steak knife?
You'd put out several.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, a steak knife and then your regular knife also. Mm-hmm.
So you'd have two?
Mm-hmm. Two knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go...
Wash the dishes?
And after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.
Rinses?
Okay. And the cloth or rag you use?
Dishcloth.
Okay, that's when you're washing them? Or?
No, I call it a rag, dish rag.
Uh-huh. What about when you're drying them?
Well, is it dishcloth or dish towel?
Uh-huh. And to bathe your face with, you have a...
Washcloth.
And to dry yourself?
Face cloth.
Uh-huh. You dry yourself all
the towel.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
And nowadays, to carry clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes
basket.